This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The Colorado Bureau of Investigation asking for your help locating a senior reported missing in El Paso County. The agency issuing a senior alert for 72-year-old Alvin Dean Yoder yesterday. Yoder, last seen in the area of Taos in South Santa Fe and Fountain on Saturday. He was using a motorized wheelchair, needs medication along with oxygen, and reportedly has memory problems that could affect his ability to return home. Anyone who encounters Yoder asked to contact 911 or Fountain Police if they see him. Two men from Fremont County, meanwhile, facing a slew of new drug charges weeks after they were already arrested. It was back on July 21st when deputies first encountered Jesse McCallahy as well as Matthew Smith. They appeared to be trespassing at a home. Smith was arrested right after deputies arrived on scene, while McCallahy had a brief standoff with deputies before his eventual arrest. This week, the Fremont County Sheriff's Office able to execute a specific search warrant for a backpack found at the crime scene that day. Inside, they found more than 100 grams of meth along with fentanyl. Investigators say additional drug charges are now pending. In Pueblo County, deputies looking for a man they say was involved in a robbery. Police say the robbery happened at a Pueblo West Bank around 5 o'clock yesterday. That suspect appears to be a middle-aged white man with a full beard, seen on security cameras, wearing a black and orange or maybe black and red ball cap with a logo on the front, also driving a light-colored pickup truck. We have pictures of the man and the truck posted at KRDO.com. If you have any information about this case, you're urged to contact the Pueblo County Sheriff's Office or reach out through Pueblo Area Crime Stoppers.
Check this out. A bicycle rider is recovering after being bit by a rattlesnake at a Colorado Springs park. First responders were sent to Ute Valley Park on Tuesday afternoon after the snake bit. After that snake bite was reported, the rider was quickly transported to the hospital and given anti-venom. The Colorado Springs Fire Department says the encounter should be a reminder to everyone spending time outdoors to watch for rattlesnakes and avoid them whenever they are spotted. Anyone bitten by a rattler should call 911 immediately. And the mayor of Colorado Springs is addressing critics who are upset the city council has approved the construction of a new apartment complex focused on homeless youth. Mayor Yemi Mobolati began a series of tweets yesterday saying that he is addressing homelessness and that is one of his top priorities. He also praised the work of The Place, the group that will operate the launch pad apartments after they're built. Mobolati said that they are moving at-risk youth to an environment where they can receive services to that are critical to their future success. He also says the city can't just wish homelessness away, and solutions will require courage over comfort and empathy over apathy. The city council approved the construction plan for those apartments on Tuesday. And the United States Air Force Academy kicked off the new academy school year with the Acceptance Day parade yesterday, marking the official start of cadets' journey through the academy. Students received their first shoulder board rank insignia in the celebration with their newly assigned squadrons. The class of 2027 has more than 1,130 candidate appointees, and for the at least 6 weeks, they have gone through basic cadet training. We talked to one family about the significance of this new journey.
It's proudful as a parent. It's proudful as an American. She said something to me that hit home through one of the letters of basic. And she said, my only regret is that I only have one life to sacrifice for our country. And hearing that as a parent, that hits you hard. And you're very prideful. Essentially giving your kid up for this country, but it's one of the best countries in the world, and I gladly do it.
A nice quiet start to the day. 87 the anticipated high in the Springs, 94 in Pueblo, Monument 81 degrees, so temperatures right where they should be for this time of the year. What we will watch, monsoonal moisture begins to build across the region. Today mainly confined west of the I-25 corridor, although by the afternoon and evening, a few spillover showers will be anticipated. By tomorrow, steadier, heavier precipitation looks to impact the region. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Joe Rook.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.